Oscar, Emmy, and Tony Award winner Peter Stone has died. The 73-year-old was an acclaimed writer for the stage and screen. In 1964, Stone won an Oscar, along with his co-writers, for the World War II comedy Father Goose. It starred Cary Grant as a civilian who monitored the Japanese from a deserted South Sea island. Stone's Emmy was for the 1960s television drama The Defenders. He won Tony's for writing the books to the musicals 1776, Woman of the Year, and Titanic. A Broadway memorial for Peter Stone is being planned. A new British movie examines how one man's death affects the lives of four friends. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan calls Lawless Heart charming, disarming, and humbling.
Lawless Heart is a charming, disarming, and in some ways humbling film. It is so adroit in its structure, so insightful in how it explores its characters, that it underlines how complicated our own lives are, and how easy it is to miss those very complications in other people.
You look tired.
Well, I didn't sleep much last night.
Because of the funeral?
No. I never sleep much.
Perhaps you're anxious.
I don't think so.
Depressed.
How would I know?
How would you know?
Well, I've often wondered if I'm depressed.
Because you've never been happy?
Well, maybe. I'm just not sure what people mean by the word.
Happy?
No, depressed.
Lawless Heart is written and directed by the British team of Neil Hunter and Tom Hunsinger. It's a meditation on the notion that hearts are lawless and out of control when under emotional duress. There's nothing exceptional about its core plot. A group of people react to the unexpected death of someone who was an important influence in all of their lives.
Who's dead?
Tim.
Look, I got a message on your answering machine. Talked about a funeral.
Where have you come from? Jesus, this is a shock. Where have you been all this time? How long is it?
8 years. All over, really.
Oh, I'm on tie duty. Judy said someone would forget.
Yeah, well, give me a chance, mate. I only found out about half an hour ago. Who is that anyway? Or as it was?
Stuart.
What is a big surprise is how effective the film's simple structure turns out to be. That structure is taken from the 1951 Japanese film Rashomon, which offered four contradictory versions of the same incident. What Lawless Heart does is not show one finite event, but a longer period of several days from the contrasting points of view of three different characters.
Who's dead? Stuart. You might set a new machine.
Nick's coming. Boyfriend. See you.
The idea here is not that people remember the same things differently, but that by the very nature of life, people are privy to different experiences and see different parts of the same whole. What's peripheral to one is central to another. What looks puzzling through one set of eyes is easily explained through someone else's. Each successive telling fills in gaps left by the previous ones, gradually providing key additional information and motivations earlier versions have missed.
You're Tim, aren't you? Stuart used to talk about you a lot, and really glad you might.
Though we finally end up with a complex, almost godlike overview of these characters' lives, we are initially thrown cold into the story. We are intentionally made to feel late to the party, a beat behind the plot. But Lawless Heart has made its people so involving and idiosyncratic, we're never in doubt that they're worth paying attention to. And this is one of the keys to the success of Lawless Heart. It's a film that knows that each of us have our great passions and our secret sorrows. And it understands that even people barely glimpsed in our peripheral vision have things they can teach us.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.